After all these years, it's not surprising many Texans feel like Lelina Fisher, a graphic designer from Austin. Here's what she told us.
I've been wondering about the current status of Texas redistricting. With all the drawn and redrawn maps, the court cases, the appeals, and all the time that has elapsed, it's easy to lose track of this fundamentally important issue.
To understand where we're headed, let's look at where we've been. Minority advocacy groups sued the state in response to the maps the legislature approved in 2011. But the 2012 election was just around the corner, so a federal court implemented its own interim maps. The legislature liked those maps and officially adopted them during the 2013 legislative session. Problem solved, right? No. People like former State Representative Trey Martinez Fisher say those maps still intentionally diluted what had been traditional concentrations of Latino and African American voters.
In this instance, they said, well, let's draw some districts that look like they're minority opportunity districts, but they'll never have the opportunity because we can tell from election data that it'll never elect a candidate of its choice.
Cue another lawsuit. Martinez Fisher sits on the board of the Mexican American Legislative Caucus and led the 2013 lawsuit against the state. Republican lawmakers disputed the lawsuit's claims. They said the maps the court had drawn were sufficient and should stand. Since then, the issue's kind of been in limbo. When Texans voted for their state house and congressional reps in 2014, they used those maps. The case was just sitting in federal court until this past March.
Federal judges could change the congressman who represents you. They decided in a 2-to-1 vote last night, 3 Texas congressional districts were drawn illegally.
That's when a 3-judge panel from San Antonio decided that Texas's congressional redistricting efforts were intentionally drawn to discriminate against minority voters. According to Rafael Enchia, a Dallas Democrat who leads the Mexican-American Legislative Caucus, it happened in a few ways.
Whether they adopted in some areas of the state a packing technique that packed minorities into districts to dilute their voting strength, or they crack them in a way like you might do a wagon wheel where you take a concentrated community and you break it up into multiple districts.
Anchia, Fisher, and the rest of Malik are still in court, scrambling to neutralize the maps before voters go to the polls in 2018. So what happens now? After last month's decision by the federal court in San Antonio, they called the state and plaintiffs groups to court on April 27th. They'll try to figure out if there's a quick way they could remedy the situation. If not, they could order the legislature to handle it. But Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who presides over the Senate, has said that he doesn't see the need for the legislature to get involved until after the release of the next U.S. Census in 2020.
We will be back in session very shortly, in 2 years. That will be the session that begins to prepare us for the and 2021 for the new map. So I don't see any move to do that this session.
House lawmakers agree with him. They voted against dealing with redistricting this year. That's why Nina Perales, the lead attorney in the current lawsuit, says what happens next will come from the federal court system, not the state legislature. And they're running out of time.
Candidate filing opens in November 2017. We have to have lines drawn in time for the start of candidate filing this fall. And so there's a lot of time pressure on the court right now to make some decisions before the election schedule overtakes us.
Otherwise, Perales says, the federal district court in San Antonio will have to delay the start of the 2018 election. As for those disputed 2013 House maps, the court is expected to release its opinion on them by the end of this month. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.